Wow, what a message in the scriptures today. And it's in all three of the readings, the two readings and the gospel. And I don't know about you, but I find that message not only powerful, but particularly uplifting and encouraging in the face of everything that's going on in our world today. And the message is consistent. Trust God, rely on God, and you will no longer be lost and confused. You know, you don't need me to tell you that there are a lot of people today who feel lost and confused because of all that's going on in the world, internationally as well as here at home. There are a lot of people who are self-centered, self-serving, grasping, controlling, trying to find their security in things, in wealth, in power, like Zacchaeus, who abused his position of authority and power in order to enrich himself. There's lots of confusion going on in the world. And you know, the trap that we can fall into when this happens is we can conclude that this, all of this chaos is unique to us and to our times. But that's not true. This kind of stuff's been going on throughout the history of humanity. And every time it happens, within it, if you look within the chaos carefully, within it, there is a message to the people from God. Now make no mistake, I did not just say God creates the chaos in order to give you a message. That's not what I said. God is not creating all the mess in the world today, at home and abroad. Human beings are. But within that chaos, there is still that same consistent, reliable message. You will not be lost and you do not have to be confused if you rely on God. And that message has been coming out of chaos for centuries. Let me give you an example. Once upon a time, a long time ago, God looked down on the earth, and the people were in great distress. They were confused. They were lost. They were concerned. They were insecure. They were unsure. A lot of them had a great deal of fear. Many of them were self-centered and self-serving. Lots of them were looking to wealth and power in order to find their security. There was war. There was rumors of war. One war would get over, and another one would break out. And it was continuing. Every time people turned around, something else was going on that they could not control. And many of their leaders weren't any better. They were self-centered. They were self-serving. They were using their power and their authority to enrich themselves. One leader would say, "Follow me, and here's what we'll do." Another leader would say, no, follow me, and here's what we'll do. And the people, not trusting any of the leaders, didn't know which one to follow. Does any of this sound familiar? And God looked down at the people, and he said, "I got to send them a message. They got to learn to trust me, not all this power and authority and confusion." Well, in those days, sending messages was not like it is today. There was no internet. There was no telephone. There was no television. There was no telegraph. There wasn't even Pony Express. So what God did was he got a small group of people aside. He called them the chosen people. We call them the Israelites. And he said to them, "I am God, and I want you to take a message to the people that they can rely and trust me, rely on me and trust me." And the Israelites said, "Oh, that's interesting. Which God are you? Are you the sun god or the moon god or the rain god or the god of..." And God said, no, you don't understand. Those are not gods. Those are false gods. I created the sun. I created the moon. I created water. I created the rain. There is only one God, and it's me, and you can rely and trust me. And if you don't rely on me, the being lost and confused and scared is going to continue. And I want you to tell the people that. So the Israelites said, "Oh, okay, we'll do that." They decided that they would go tell the Romans. Now, the Romans were very busy. They were building aqueducts. They were building roads that led to Rome. Their gladiators were gladiating, in the Colosseum. They were making love, making peace, making war. And the Israelites come up to him and said, "Hey, Romans." And the Romans stopped what they're doing and said, "Who you got? What do you want?" And they said, "God asked us to come to you and tell you to knock off all this chaos. Don't rely on power. Don't try to enrich yourself. Love God, rely on God, trust in God, and life will be better for you." And the Romans said, "Oh, that's interesting. Which God is this? The sun God, moon God?" And they said, No. "God says those aren't gods. Those are false gods. There's only one God, one true God. It's Him. Trust Him." And the Romans said, "You guys are liars. There's all kinds of gods. Get out of here." So they beat them up, threw them out of the city, even killed a few of them. So the end of the story is this. The Israelites went back to God and they said, "God, it didn't work. They wouldn't listen to us." And God said, "You got to get them to listen to you. Go back and tell them." And the Israelites said, "Are you sure?" And God said, "Yes." So they went back. "Hey, Romans, God spoke to us. There's only one God. You got to trust Him. There's not one God. There's all kinds of gods. Get out of here." They beat them up, killed a few, threw them out of the city. The Israelites went back to God and said, "It didn't work." So God said, "Okay, I know what I'll do. I'll send them my son with the message. Surely they'll listen to him." And so one day, eternity stood still, and the heavens reached down, touched the earth, and the Son of God became man. We call this the theistic union, or the incarnation, or if you will, Christmas Day. Well, for about 30 years, nothing happened. And then one day, Jesus stood up in a temple area, and he said, "I am God." And the folks said, "You're a liar. You're not God." He said, "Yes, I am." He said, "No, you're not. You're Jesus, the carpenter's kid. You live down the street." And Jesus said, "I'll tell you what. You kill me, and in 3 days, I'll rise from the dead. That'll prove it to you." And so they did. And so he did. And many came to believe, but many also did not believe, and many just weren't sure. And that continues on down to even today. There are many who believe, there are many who do not believe, and there are many who are not sure. But I think it's fair to say, in the world today, there is probably nobody who does not know about God. But there are lots of people who do not know God. When you come to know God, then you trust Him. Then you can rely on Him. And when you do that, you end up doing one thing every day of your life. You do your best. You let God worry about the results and your chaos, your confusion, your feeling of being lost, your insecurity, your doubts, your fear dissolve because you're relying and trusting on God. And that's the message that we find in the scriptures today. St. Paul said, "Don't be alarmed at all that's going on." Wisdom reminds us that God gently rebukes the sinner in order to remind them of their sins so that they may repent those sins and change. And talking about change, how about Zacchaeus? What a change came over him. I think it's fair to say that before Zacchaeus encountered the Christ, he was probably the most hated man in the town. He was full of himself. He was self-serving. He was abusing his position of power and authority in order to cheat and extort money from the people. They probably hated him. And then he encountered the Christ. "I will repay four times anything I've cheated people out of. I will give half of my wealth to those in need." It seems to me that it is very appropriate to conclude that if Zacchaeus made those changes after he met Christ, there was also an amazing change in his personal life. When he went from the most hated man in town to one of the beloved, his self-esteem had to go through the roof. His sense of well-being and security increased. His lack of being lost and confused disappeared. His security, his well-being, his self-esteem. He became a kind, generous, well-loved man. And that's what happens when you put your trust in God. That's the message. You know, there's a Catholic hymn that I love dearly. I have to admit that the words of the hymn in earlier years did not mean a lot to me. But more than recently, the words have come to mean a great deal to me. John and the choir present this hymn quite often at Resurrection. They do a beautiful job on it, as they do on all their hymns. Some of the words go something like this. Be not afraid. I go before you always. Know that I am with you through it all. Come, follow me, and I will give you rest.